Merriweather is out. Griffin did not practice with his hamstring. Limited in practice with his Banks with his hip. Robinson with his concussion. Royster with his knee. Full practice was Trent Williams and Pierre Garçon. Any questions?
He's been cleared medically to play.
He'll have some tests tomorrow, and if he's cleared with those tests, he'll be able to practice tomorrow.
Trent said that he felt like he owed it to you guys and wanted to prove himself, you know, just accountability-wise, leadership-wise, by being able to play. What did that say to you guys by him pushing through that pain, and what other examples have you seen of him just kind of maturing this year?
Well, I think any time a football team elects somebody captain, to me it's the highest honor a player could get because he's elected captain from his peers. And if they thought enough of him to elect him captain, especially after what happened to him last year, I think he felt a responsibility to play even when he's hurting. And so I thought he played at a very high level. I thought it was his best game of the season.
Have you seen a difference in him even from then to last year because of what happened? Have you seen that difference, big difference?
Well, I've said, you know, all the way through the OTA days and going through this camp that, you know, he's in great shape. You know, it looks like he's doing everything that you would want a player to do. And he's, you know, played at a very high level thus far. You know, he's got a lot of work to do, but I like his attitude. I like his demeanor. And it was big for him to play in that game with limited practice during the week.
Did you watch Pierre during the game Sunday? Did you feel like he was back at 100%, or is he still being kind of affected by
it? There's no way you missed 2.5 weeks of, 2.5 weeks of practice and, you know, play at 100%. We didn't expect him to play 100%, but, you know, he played a lot of plays and played at a very high level, and he helped us win the game.
Where you're afraid it will linger for a long time and continue to affect him, or do you think he will get back that 100% relatively soon?
Well, I think he'll get back in football shape by, you know, practicing every day this week. Hopefully there is no setback. There wasn't a setback today. He had a full practice. And I'm just guessing he had some pain, but not enough to keep him out. So hopefully he can play at a very high level this weekend.
Mike, obviously you would have wanted to score there a touchdown at the end of the game, but are you in some ways glad that it came down a field goal for Billy's confidence and for this team's confidence in him?
No, it would have been a lot easier on my heart if we would have touchdown, that's for sure. Now you want guys to step up, and you know, it's part of this game is, you know, go through some tough times at any position, but after you go through a tough time, you want to be able to step up and prove to your teammates that you can play and make the big field goal, and he did that.
Some doubt in everybody's mind if you'd ended on the touchdown and Billy had left, you know, over three.
Well, yeah, I think common sense prevails there. You always want somebody to go out after a tough outing and prove themselves, and he did.
Mike, with Brandon Merriweather, do you have any clearer picture timetable on a possible return? Does he need any surgery or scope or anything?
The doctor said that we'll have a better idea where he's at in a week, but he's definitely out for this game. So I'll be able to tell you a little bit more detail exactly where he's at.
Roberts have said he already has a well-defined on-off switch. Jokes around, get serious. I mean, and a lot of rookies don't develop that so quickly. They don't know where to draw the line. Just from your experience, has he developed that? Did he come that way to you?
You know, everybody's got a different personality. You know, Robert, it's very natural for him to be very businesslike. He does have a great sense of humor where he can change very quickly from being very serious to being in a very jovial, joking mood. But things come pretty easy to him, and he's very natural.
You learned from that day when you went to see him at Waco Day down there when he had his pro day to now. What is something that you've learned about him that is you didn't know?
I don't think you ever know somebody until you actually spend some time with him. You know, he's through the tough times, through the good times, and, you know, it just takes time getting to know people. But I've been impressed the way he handles himself, the way he relates to people, his work ethic, as we've talked about. Everybody can see his skill. But you just never know if a guy's going to take it real serious and be a natural leader, and he's done all those things that you're hoping that he would do.
Robert said that him putting his hands up.
Can I get some of that water for me? Tony?
Is Tony still there?
Thanks.
Robert said putting his hands up and not carrying out the fakes all the way, he said, had a big difference. Said, like, the referees, even one came up and said something to him. Do you feel like that had a positive effect on how many licks he took Sunday?
Well, you know, what we did is kind of emphasize to him when to slide. You know, if he's a competitive guy, he's going to compete as hard as he can. But we also shared with him how important it is for him to stay healthy. And that if you don't show your hands or you don't do it quick enough, you're going to take some shots that you don't have to take. And, you know, he's going to learn every game. There's going to be different things that happen. That's going to be a learning experience for him. I think that's one of those things that he learned in that game, that if a defensive end is coming at you, about 280 pounds, that runs a 4.5 40, take your hands and show him you don't have the ball, because if not, he's going to take a shot at you.
Did you talk to the referee before the game just to alert him as that is a point of emphasis? Or?
Yeah. There's all different type of alerts you talk to about officials with the team you're playing. You always want to make sure your quarterback's protected, and you talk about different things that you do and what you know, how we're going to handle those situations. So yeah, there's a lot of talk going on before.
You guys really struggled to make plays after the catch, yards after the catch. You're leading the NFL right now in yards after the reception. How much of that is going out and improving your wide receiving personnel? How much of it is maybe putting balls in a place to let them make plays after the catch or play calling? What do you chalk it up to?
Well, first of all, you have to have players that have the ability to do that. The guys that we got, or the guys we went on got, and Pierre Carson and Josh Morgan, they've got that ability to run after the catch. And you're not always able to get those guys, but fortunately we're able to get a couple of those guys. And then you get a guy like Leonard Hankerson, who really did a pretty good job for us, but he only played one game. And then you have a guy like Aldrick Robinson, who's always had the ability, but it's in your second year, who has just stepped up and made some plays for us. So, you know, you're constantly looking for those type of guys, and, you know, that's the difference with winning and losing.
Across the league at the quality of wide receiver blocking on different teams, is there a pretty big disparity, or is it pretty uniform?
Well, you got to take pride in it. It's got to be important to you. It's got to be important to them. You know, there's a lot of guys that don't block because they don't think it's very important, and there's a lot of guys that take pride in everything they do. And our guys right now are, you know, blocking as good as anybody in the National Football League as wide receivers.
And compared to the last 2 years when you've been here, is there a big improvement this year because of maybe some guys you brought in like Pierre and Josh?
Yeah, they're more physical by nature. There's no question about it. There was still an emphasis the last couple of years, and we weren't bad, but we weren't as good as we are now.
Coach, today the Falcons head coach Mike Smith tipped his hat to you for being able to develop running backs. With Alfred Morris, you know, he's become the other rookie. Has he met or exceeded your expectations?
Well, when Alfred first came in, you know, you knew you had a guy that's pretty special. Just the way he ran, his body lean, the way he handled himself, and you could see that throughout the preseason. And each game that he played during the preseason, he gave you more confidence that, you know, he could be the go-to guy. And by the end of preseason, you know, you knew you were going to give him that chance to be the starter. And each game, he gets more confidence, and I think everybody can see he's pretty natural at the position.
Most improvement in Matt Ryan's game, just year to year, or anything that you remember in the past?
Well, you can see that he reads coverages extremely well. He knows where to go with the ball. He doesn't have any wasted steps. You know, he can makes most of his decisions off the first hitch or the second hitch. Doesn't hold the ball too long. So he's got all the things that you look for. He's a natural thrower. And you can see he's playing very well.
He's got some of the best numbers this year against the blitz, and with guys who do well in that situation. A, does it change at all how you guys plan for them defensively? And then B, what is a theme with guys that normally do well with pressure coming?
Well, a combination of a lot of things. Number one, the quarterback knows where to go with the ball. Usually he's got to be pretty accurate with the ball, especially in man-to-man situations. You got to have some good wide receivers that have the ability to separate, make some good catches, tight ends as well, and have a running game. And they've got all those things. That's why they're one of the better teams.
Mike, this team has not kept its safeties healthy going back to 2007 for an extended period of time. Has that position become a lot harder to do that at, or just as an exception in this town?
Well, it was crazy this year because I thought we had more depth at that position than any position that we had. We had six guys that I thought would make our football team. I liked all six of them. And to, you know, lose three guys like we have is, you know, quite unusual. So good thing we did have depth at that position. And we went out and got Pugh. So, Even though we've lost three, we've still got guys that can play, and we expect them to play at a very high level.
From when you were starting out in coaching versus, I mean, has it become a position where guys are getting hurt more because of the physicality of the game or just as freaky as what happened here?
Well, I think they're getting some safeties that are safeties slash corners because sometimes with the three, four, five receiver sets, you know, that safety has to be like a corner at some time. So in some situations, those safeties are a little bit smaller, maybe not quite as big. But everybody's looking for that 6 foot two and a half, 6 foot three guy, 230 pounds that can play pass defense as well as run support. But there's not too many of those guys out there.
Do you expect Ryan Grant to play? And if so, what kind of role will he have Sunday?
He's getting more comfortable with the system. I can't tell you for sure, you know, if he's going to be dressing. But I like what we've seen. I like the guy. He picks things up very quickly. He's very sharp. You can see he's got some running skills. So it's a good addition for us. Anything else? Okay, thanks.